This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Johnson. Johnson.
TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Everybody, we're the Whiskey Brown. Sing it, Christy. Sing it.
I don't remember this one.
An accent came. I don't know where that came from.
I like it.
We'll be okay.
Yay.
After Buzzers, thank you for joining us for the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion part two. And we're listening to Garth Brooks. I mean, I'm sorry. Garth, we're listening to Garth Brooks on AfterBuzz TV. And we'll get to all that in a moment, but you know what we're talking about if you watched
the reunion.
Our
favorite moment of reunion part two.
That was our OMG moment. For real. All right, let's talk about it. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel's here.
We the panel
all
is here.
Here.
Like, we would miss this.
Who
and
are you?
No, and my name is Christy Olsen. That lovely singing that you heard earlier. Well, that was me, podcasters. You can all keep up with me at Christy Reports, but there's no singing there, so
maybe there will be now.
Maybe there will be.
Ladies?
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean. Happy to join you for at least one of these fine reunions.
Yes, indeed. Yes. And I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Woo! Nice. Okay.
Let's get to the dirty.
Let's do it. Well, things kind of slowed down with the reunion when Jim showed up, or as he refers to himself as Megan King Edmund's husband.
That was funny.
A humbling experience for him to be able to be like, I'm not the jock anymore. I'm not
the
like,
star
yeah.
of the situation, of the relationship. Yeah.
It was cute.
I liked it. Of course, if you saw him here in the studio, you saw that he was the coolest man ever, as Heather referred to him. He was pretty chill, and, you know, we saw a different side of him, and we saw the same in the reunion tonight. But we know Jim. We know he's kind of cool, you know.
Yeah, we were glad that the viewers kind of got to see the unedited Jim Edmonds yes. that we got to chat with yeah. here at AfterBuzz.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we loved him when
he
came.
He was very nice.
And he was super likable on the reunion tonight.
Yeah, super chill, a much better rendition of, I think, who he really is.
Yeah,
he's, I think, a good example of the editing that they do on these shows.
Wow.
They pick out your worst moments.
Yes.
And he was the victim.
Splatter that all across the season, and then people think that's what you are.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was great to see him given a little time to answer to that, though. And he really definitely gave him the opportunity to be like, you know, do you feel that you were portrayed correctly, and what about your marriage? And so it was good to hear them clear it all up.
Yeah, I don't think they do that very often on these shows. Like, Simon never had a chance to explain why he looked so awful.
I think part of it, though, is the relationship that he has with Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
And
because they're friends.
And I think, you know, pre-existing relationships kind of take precedence with that whole familia.
Yeah, and I agree.
And with the exception of Terry Dubrow, he's sort of the only other husband that really has, like, his own thing. Yeah, his own career, his own kind of, you know, reputation or whatever. Like, so maybe they value his opinion since he's coming from that side.
In the public eye, you mean.
Exactly.
Like, right, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, his defense was that he just wasn't ready for the show. That's what he kind of...
And how can you be?
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How can you be?
Especially when she explained that, you know, they have so little time together anyway, and the time that they do have is spent in front of the cameras. That is kind of
He's
and
like, really? They're here still? You know, I mean, I get that too.
They didn't get everything last week?
Yeah. Right.
And they're newlyweds.
Yes.
So it's like...
Not fun.
No, and you already want to spend time with your person, and then like...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You can't, and cameras are invading everything. If you've already been married 10 years, you can be like, yeah, okay, we need some exciting cameras in here.
Right?
You know, I'm bored. You mean the cameras are not here? Bring them back.
Well, let's play a game. It's called Who's Lying? And it's Vicky. That game's over.
We're done. Grant, I love that game. It was so fun.
Thank you.
And easy.
Yes. Because they called her out. She said in conviction in that flashback, she's like, well, at the Ducks game, he told Brooks that the last 4 months and two of the last 4 months have been challenging. And then she ate every single word that she could possibly have said. That,
yeah.
And we were watching that, Blake, you had a certain reaction. Right? One of us did. Right?
I think we all did. Probably me. I felt like everyone was lying on this, on this reunion show.
We were all, I believe it was you, Chrissy. I think you were like, that's such a blatant lie. And it's true, the way she just, the wording, when you can't pause like that, you can't look around and find the words.
Yeah, you could tell that Vicky was making it up.
Didn't everyone watch the show Lie to Me? We all know this by now. Did you watch that show? It was so good. Everyone should. It's all about, like, yes, she did all the things that
it's
indicated
Vicky.
She was lying.
Oh, we can become an expert.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It went from two of the months were challenging out of the four to just, it was, what was it, such a couple of situations.
That's very, very different.
Yeah, that's, one thing is not the same.
No, and actually, if you've only had a couple situations in 2 to 4 months, you're probably doing okay.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right, manage-wise?
I would say so.
Completely. I like how she just makes up her own
versions
things.
Yeah.
She just makes them up. And then when she goes to explain why she said what she said, it's like she makes up something different. And it's just random making up of things.
It's true.
Like, she's Vicky. She can say whatever the hell she wants.
She's like, oh, I realized
I made
it
true.
Yeah. I realized it was 2 incidents. Yes. Not 2 months. 2 incidents. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
I mean, she had time, though, to, like, remedy that via the blog on Bravo TV.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she? I mean, I didn't read it, but
Christine, did you?
Well, she definitely never addressed that.
Yeah, like, that's terrible.
Right. And, like, how much time do you need to remedy that?
Yes.
Like, okay, so you misspoke in that moment, and then it took you 6 months later to go, oh, wait, Brooks didn't say that.
Right.
He said 2 times, not 2 months.
It's just not okay. It's just, she really got it handed to her tonight, though, like, by
many. And I think more is coming.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not going to be easy for her.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm going to hold my thought. Hold on, let me make a little note.
Okay. Right there.
Well, Tamara was running around this sex party with a strap-on.
Yes, she was.
And we didn't see this. At least I don't remember.
No, we knew
this
it was
part.
There.
Yes. I
but
saw
we
it.
Never saw.
Yeah, she tried. Yeah,
she was wearing it.
Yes, like, well, for a split second, it wasn't a it wasn't a focal point like they featured tonight, but they showed it. Yeah,
you know, what I'm thinking of is the moment though with Vicky's commentary. That's what we didn't see.
No,
oh, no,
she
we
was
did.
Saying like, look, the like she's gonna get lost one custody of one kid. Now she's running around like this. She's gonna lose all her kids. And then, not so funny, of course, Heather being the classy lady she is, like, she's a fabulous mother as we're watching this woman run around with the strap on.
Which I know, but I really liked that of Heather, because regardless of what Tamara is doing, I do think those were really harsh comments to Vicky.
Oh, yeah.
To talk about her cousin, like, I don't care what she was doing, to just say that, especially on camera, is really hard. So for Heather to step up, and she could have just said nothing, and she could have just said, Vicky, and then, like, moved along and not had any opinion on it, but she didn't. She, like, stepped up and said, no, don't talk about that. She's fabulous and whatever. Like, really trying to smooth it over. And I thought that was good.
Yes, Heather was being the friend here. Mm-hmm. Vicky, if Vicky was truly concerned about Tamara's behavior and in that moment, maybe she could have gone to Tamara and say, hey, you know, the cameras are here. This is how this looks right now. I know you're just having fun, but don't forget about X, Y, and Z and Simon, and this could possibly make it to air. And that would have been the friend thing to do instead of sitting there talking about it with Heather.
Right.
I do agree.
Gossiping.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, I don't think it makes her a bad mother. Like, that's not what I meant in that earlier comment about her running around like that. It's just, like, it's just funny that, you know, she's trying to prove herself and she's looking like that on the show. But, yeah, Vicky, if I were Tamara, I would kind of end the friendship with that. That's real mean girl talk. That's standing off to the side.
Yeah.
Making fun of someone at their own event. And, you know, when they're going through a tough time. And then they played around with the timeline with, you know, where they were with the custody battle at the time. Where were we with that? Can anyone have any clarification on
that? I thought that Heather verified that Tamara was in the middle of Sydney's custody situation.
Tamara made it sound like maybe the legal part of it was finished at that point, but that she herself was still dealing with the ramifications of, I don't have Sydney in my life and I'm trying to get her back in my life. I think maybe just something like that is never really over to Tamara.
Could be.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but I believe the implication was that legally everything had been decided.
Well, Vicky's reaction to the whole situation was a cold. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God, which was just the best.
But Heather finally got fired up about something.
Yeah.
And it was Heather is classy and picks her moments. And this was the right moment to get fired up. And to see her be that to defend Tamara that much, just made me love her even more.
I definitely thought that was super, super, the fact that she was going no holds bar, really, on Vicky. And many people don't do that.
And it takes a lot to really upset Heather.
Yes!
And that really upset her.
She was heated. She definitely a good friend.
Yeah, and you know,
she is.
And Vicky, we've known her to be the very feisty, fiery, crazy reaction person.
She was taking it.
And she, and it's, you know, we've just seen her be so gnarly, but when it comes to actually an apology, she had to offer was, sorry about that.
Yep.
Which, and she probably wasn't even sorry. And then on top of it all, I feel like I've never seen Vicky truly in a sincere apologetic moment. She may apologize, but it's never really been like overt or like really meaningful, I feel like. But that said, we were just saying at the end of this, we were like, Vicky does all these kooky things, but we still love her. Love her.
I remember feeling like this at the end of every season. Yeah. That she's so awful and I'm so done with her and I hope to not even see her back.
She
and
does all kinds of irritating.
Like, yay, Vicky!
Yeah, all kinds of irritating things, but I love her still.
I have some strange sympathy for her. I just do. I feel like she's come out of this relationship with all these, talk about timelines, all these strange things about why they talk. You know, we spoke yesterday, like who likes them, who doesn't. But at the same time, I feel like she's having to really lay down and just take whatever's coming with this reunion. She's getting her life back, and she's realizing how deep she buried herself in that hole.
I don't know if she even realizes it yet. I think she's still...
Yeah,
I don't think she's realized it. No, but I think she knows that she effed up on some level, and so she's, like, lying down a little bit. But I really don't think... I still don't think she's seeing it from a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. Because if she's still talking to Brooks... Then she's not seeing it.
No, and I think that in her heart she still loves him. And she doesn't want to break up with him, but it's like she has to because every single person on this earth hates him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think part of that strange sympathy that you're talking about, Grant, I have that same thing for her, and like no one's gonna like that I say this, but truly this is how I feel. A very small piece of me feels like no matter how bad Brooks is, if he makes her happy,
there's something to that. Like, I know that everybody hates him and Brianna hates him and he could be awful and everything, but she has no one right now and her kids have moved on and they've got their own lives and Brianna lives in another state with her own kids and her own family. So it's like to say, no, mom, you can't do any of this with this person or whatever, I feel like is kind of bossy and unfair also on a tiny level. And my Grammy agrees.
Brianna's concerns are very legitimate that Brooks is going to take her money. Brianna has said several times that he is in some way abusive mm-hmm. towards Vicky. We don't know if she meant it, you know, emotional. She said emotional.
Oh, yes. Verbal. And she laid out the many awful things that he has
said
and done.
And cheating. And he's even admitted on camera to cheating. And I mean, I think there's enough where if he makes you happy, then there's something wrong with you.
Correct.
And it doesn't even matter if he makes you happy. You've got to go fix you before you can find someone to make you happy.
Hear, hear, Christy.
Hear, hear. Yes. Cross the table.
Yes.
I think that Vicky can have all those things. I just think he is the right guy to do it. Mm-hmm. He's just not the right guy. That's how I feel. Like she's entitled to all that stuff.
Oh, she's definitely entitled to all that stuff. Yes.
It's like not the right guy for her. But mm-hmm. we'll get to that, all that good stuff with him in a moment. Let's talk about Shannon and David for the last time for the season of season 10. Basically, you know, Shannon admits she didn't use the show to punish David, and all the other ladies were like, well, I might have. I would. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I believed her. I mean, I don't know. I just think that she's the kind of person where she really has laid all of her cards out on the table. I really think she has. And so for her, I think she was coming from a place of honesty when she was saying she didn't use the show to punish him. I truly believe she was trying to fix her marriage with every pore and ounce of her being. I really do. Mm-hmm.
I completely disagree.
Really?
Yeah. I think that she used every single moment and opportunity she could to just jab him and just torture him and just bring out every single hidden awful moment of everything he did, we know about because she said it. And she didn't have to say it. She didn't have to go there. She didn't have to put it on the show. She didn't have to do any of that. But she did. And she made it for the nation to know. Mm-hmm. And we know everything about that poor man's everything.
All right. Well, here's the thing, too. Here's something we can say about all that, too, though, is the reality is it's just like Jim Edmonds was edited. There's probably many moments of all the conversations of her recollecting everything that happened between her and David the year before that were edited in a certain way to capture specific things that, you know, were taken out of context of something else that she was describing or whatever. I'm just saying, like, devil's advocate, there's probably things that were taken specifically to make it look like she's trying to throw her husband way under the bus. And, you know, frankly, I'm not saying that that is something that I wouldn't want to do. But I don't know. She just doesn't strike me. I don't know. She strikes me as like a... as a healing soul.
Maybe it's not intentional.
Yeah, and I don't really care if she's hurting David or not. I'm concerned about the children. And I was happy that they finally addressed, after this whole entire season and
about
after the sit-down, Andy, that she finally said, we did consider the ramifications to the kids. If they hadn't have known about it, we wouldn't have shared this. We talked to counselors beforehand. We had them talk to counselors beforehand. That was my main concern in all of this. And I was just so happy to hear, because I've been judgmental about that, and them showing it all before their kids' sake.
Yeah.
I was glad to hear that it was something that they at least considered.
I was surprised that they watched the show with their kids.
Ooh,
that was I died when she said that.
That was a little odd. That was way odd to me. Especially with, like, everything that went on this season.
And, you know, it's one thing if your kids know that their father has had an affair, but they're fixing it. Like if that's what they know, fine, okay, they spilled the beans and it's already out there, but they're trying to fix it. But the kids do not need to know every single painstaking detail that we all found out because Shannon said it. On tape, on TV, on air. Like, that's the part that gets me is, like, you know, if your kids know a piece of it, fine. But they don't need to know all the details. And now they do.
What about the strap-ons
and stuff? But that was my initial reaction, too. You guys, but these girls aren't they, like, 12 and then, like, 10-year-old twins? Or even, I think, a little bit older than that. They're, like, 13 and two 11-year-olds. So they're going to go to school. And, you know, my friend Sally's mom has seen the show. And Sally was probably sitting there watching it, too. Or they heard their moms talking about it. They're going to have to go and
hear about what was on the show from somewhere, I think maybe Shannon and David think if they can sit down
proactive
with them and
yes.
kind of preempt it a little bit. But it is weird.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on the couch in the room when Shannon explains for the millionth time how he was intimate with her on her birthday and then with somebody else. Like, there are some things like just like, and I won't even talk about that on national TV level anyway, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't want my kids in my bedroom. I don't even have any. I don't even have one.
I know. But you know, and that's the thing is, like, I clearly understood and appreciated her explanation of her point of, like, really wanting to keep her marriage together. And it was completely valid. And I, you know, commend that and everything, because there is something very, you know, valuable about, you know, your family and, like, wanting to protect and save everything. But there's also something very, like, disheartening about knowing that all of this harm was done to you and your family, and then just and keeping it there and letting it happen. And I know Shannon's coming from a place of healing, and she's saying, yes, this happened, but we're working on it and moving past it. But it just, it puts the idea in my head of her young daughters seeing that a man can do this to you and your family, and then you take it.
Well, I think it's a little bit more complicated than that, because, you know, obviously it takes two to tango, right? So there's things that she, I'm sure, and she spoke of this tonight on some small level when people were like, it's not your fault. And she was like, I know it's not my fault. I know. I get that.
Yeah.
But there's a part of her that recognizes that she played a part in him needing to veer elsewhere. And Heather said the perfectly right thing. Yes. I mean, she nailed it. What did she say? She was like, you don't leave, you fix it. Or what did she say?
You don't leave or cheat, you fix it.
Yeah, you fix it. Mm-hmm. Fix it. Which he didn't do. he didn't really do that. He definitely left. No. Anyway, but I don't know. I think it takes two to tango. So I'm sure there's things that she did to whatever. There was strife.
Reasons why he strayed.
He didn't do the right thing, but I don't think it necessarily is. I don't know. I don't think it's telling the kids that, yeah, it's fine if a guy leaves you. You can just take him back after he cheats on you. I don't think that's the message. I mean, I think it's just the fact that if things go astray, it's possible to heal them. Not always. Lord knows.
Did anyone else find it strange that Vicky made an announcement that she encouraged Shannon to save this marriage?
I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, I was like, let Shannon have her. That's her marriage. That's her business. Like, I don't think if they were friends at the time, like, that's good, but I don't know why you have to put that on a public scale. Like, why do you have to put that out there for everyone to
know? I think she wanted to have, like, some redemption in
I think it was a statement about Vicky herself. The more and more we hear about Dawn in that situation, it seems like she's regretful
of ever
letting him go.
You're right.
Yeah, and I wonder if it was maybe more coming from that place.
That's a good
I totally agree with that.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, I mean, hey, is there still hope for her and Dawn?
I know. Well, she talks about him so favorably.
I know.
And even when she brought him up briefly in the beginning, she was like, you know, yeah, we don't communicate and things are bad between us, but that's part of why I love him. Like, he's not gone on to speak to the media or anything because he doesn't want to hurt me.
Because he's like a real gent. Like, Brooks
he's
just
a regular
like,
guy.
Brooks was trying to be on camera and be that guy, you know?
He looked very tanned.
He looked very
sit-down.
Icky,
didn't he? It was like a haircut too, and a whole thing.
Does anybody like him? I want to. I feel
it's
like
it's hard.
Does anybody like him?
They give us tools in which we can use to defend him, except for the fact that he may or may not have cancer. I mean, it's like, even that isn't a tool that we can use.
He hasn't given us anything either, right? I mean, even when he's, like, candid with Andy Cohen, he's not giving us much.
Well, and the thing that's important for me is that I've not seen anything visually on any of the episodes that he has done to be offensive or anything. He always seems quite nice and polite and lovely, and I think that's part of his manipulation or, you know, whatever. Everybody hates him and finds out all of these things behind the scenes, but we've not seen any, like, proof. There's been no, like, moment of, like, oh, could you believe he did that? Nothing. He's just been lovely on camera. So I think that's our issue, too, is it's like, well, we're getting all this information, and yeah, we hate him, too, because he's doing all this awful stuff, but, like, with our own eyes, we haven't, like, seen any meat. I want meat!
I think he's always always awkward on camera, though. I think he's always a little, like, he makes me uncomfortable a little bit when I watch him.
But because he's, like, dinging your suspicion because you're not buying it? Do you think that's it? Like, you get he's a feeling, like, that he's
twitchy.
Hiding stuff?
He's twitchy. Yeah. He's, like, it's like he's...
Do you think it's because he's, like, lying? Is it, like, one of those...
It makes sense, doesn't it? It makes sense.
It's an uncomfortable watch.
I don't know. He just, it's just weird to me. The energy is slightly odd.
Well, I don't think we'll ever know who he really is.
No. I don't think so either. No.
Well, we do know now who the mistress is. And let's go, I just want to get back to Shannon and David really quickly.
Oh, dear.
Before we send this one off for the season. But
yes,
we had a flashback, kind of, to last season where Heather was at odds with Shannon. And there was the whole situation, if Heather Dubrow was talking about my marriage, then I'm gonna blah, blah,
so then I'm gonna go to her house and make her uncomfortable and kick me out.
So Heather says that she went to a dinner. I wrote this, maybe I have this wrong, but I think I got it right. Let me know, ladies.
I think it was a lunch.
It was a lunch, because it was right after the lunch with
Tamara. So you're already wrong.
No, she did. She went, I'm not talking about the lunch. She went to a dinner where all the...
No, she just went to, like, a thing after the lunch. She went to lunch with Tamara. And she went to...
said this last season.
Yeah.
I don't know. She went, but she went to a lunch with Tamara. Wherever she went after, which I
assume, another lunch with other ladies.
It was a dinner. It's after lunch.
These women have three lunches.
They could have been at first day.
I listened to this twice.
It was like 9 a.m.
I know I'm right. I listened to this twice. So they went to this, and then David's girlfriend texted. Oh, I can't even read my writing. No, I can't even be bothered.
Christy, explain
it. I really don't care. Can I be honest with you?
I think you need to explain it, because Christy and I were like, how's that?
I don't even want to relive it. So I'm like, can we just move on?
Heather's at a table with a bunch of ladies.
Yes.
And this is even what she said last season, that she went to another gathering right after having this lunch with Tamara, and that's where this all blew up.
Yeah.
So she says she was at this lunch, and it came up, and she tried to say, no, just forget about it. Let's not talk about it. And someone else at the table
another woman.
Heather didn't know, and who no one knew was the mistress. This woman texted her, not knowing that she, even her friend, not even knowing that she was the mistress. And the mistress got this text and then called David, who called Shannon, which is weird because did she know about the affair at this point? Or, like, what did he say to her? Someone saying this? Or
this whole game of telephone, I didn't get. Heather explained it with such conviction, and I didn't understand.
I tried.
Because she lived it. So,
right.
Yeah.
So she knows what happened, clearly. But I don't understand why this woman was prompted to then text the girlfriend if she knew that, or rather didn't know that she had any involvement with David. What did she tell her? What was in that text?
It was just a run-of-the-mill, like, oh my God, we're at this lunch and they're talking about, did you know that Shannon's husband David is totally having an affair?
Yes. And this girl's like, oh, yeah, I know. Yes, that's
interesting.
What it was.
So then my second question is, what then did David text Shannon?
We don't know.
That makes no sense to me. Yeah, yeah. She said that David called her, called Shannon, and
There was no phone call.
Why is Heather Dubrow talking about her marriage, possibly?
She did say call, but then we cut to the shot where she's, showing her a text message. I don't know.
And it's like, what on earth could it have said? Like, by the way, don't believe what you heard at lunch. Just saying, like,
I don't know. It's
like,
all
probably more of a, like a Heather, because we know what this started. We know that this was the catalyst for Heather and Shannon blowing up. So it was probably David saying, "Hey, Shannon, your friend Heather is at a lunch talking about me having an affair."
Yes,
maybe that's what it was.
Okay. Yes. That would make sense.
Okay. We think we got it, people.
We worked it out. Jeez.
We're like super sleuth.
We need to get our whiteboard over here, get our markers out,
I don't
want to
do that. I do not want to do that.
RHOC detectives.
I just had to use too much brain power.
Yeah, that was exhausting.
And I didn't even make the right notes. I can't read my writing. That's why.
That's okay. That means we're supposed to move on, Grant.
Thank God. Yeah. All right. Shannon and David.
We bid you adieu.
Goodbye, Shannon and David. And for season 11, bring back Vacation Shannon.
Let's take a moment and do some cheers and jeers of this episode, the highs and lows, little things that we saw and picked out that we liked and didn't like. So let's do some cheers and jeers. I'll go first with my cheers and jeers. God, what are they? My cheers are, what am I saying?
I'll take it over for you, Grant. I'll give you a minute to organize your thoughts.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, you got it. Grant got it.
My cheer is how she mentioned that Terry and her have gone through TV before. And they mentioned that he worked on The Swan, which is one of my all-time favorites. Nonsense. that was when Fox Reality had their stuff. Like, that's when it was just like, all the time I remember watching the show, being obsessed with the swan. I thought it was such a stupid idea at the time, but now I think they should bring it back.
Yes.
And I just love that they mentioned the swan.
And then, the swan.
It was like the biggest joke of me.
One of the most outrageous reality shows that has ever been on television. And that's saying a lot.
Yeah. It was only on for one season, right?
I think it was on a two.
Two?
It was so controversial. Swan. Yeah.
And then my
followed by Bridal Classy, which he also did.
Yeah. I still get excited thinking about the swan. Anyway, cheers. I mean, cheers to that. And cheers to poor Don having to think about Brooks traipsing around his house.
Ew.
And in and out of Vicky's bed and using the same shower that Don used. Like, Don must know. I wonder why Don doesn't talk to her. She must have been really turned off. I mean, I feel bad for him.
I do
think
too.
Like, that was like, he lived there for like a hell of a lot longer than he did, and to have to think of him.
And Vicky's pretty much admitted that she had been with Brooks on and off even during her time with Don. She says that both she and Don both cheated, and that Brooks had been in the picture for years and years. She'd known him for years. So it's probably more so that it's Brooks.
Yes. Cheers to you, Vicky. That is a messy situation. That's all on you.
Icky.
That's all on you. No one else got into bed with him but you.
Well, I'm going to start out with my cheers as well. I would like to commend Miss Megan King Edmonds for being super mature about the whole prenup situation. I really liked that she said she wanted his kids and his ex-wives to know that she wasn't in it for the money. And that made sense to me. I thought that was very mature.
Nice. I liked it,
too. My jeers go to every single one of these ladies who told Jim Edmonds they can't catch what you don't say. BS. It's called a Frankenbite, and they can literally piece together every single word. Now, I love that they don't do this a lot on Real Housewives, because you can hear it. Watch the Kardashians. You will hear it every single other word. It sounds like, what sentence could I say? So it would be like, David's cheating on Shannon. No one ever said that. David is cheating on Shannon. It's those sound bites. They can totally make you say things that you didn't say. So that goes my jeers. Come on, ladies. Some of you have been on reality TV for 10 years. You should know that.
I just thought that was how the Kardashians talked.
That might be part of it.
It's all very manufactured.
Listen closely, people. Yes. You'll hear it.
My cheers goes to Mr. Andy Cohen for finally asking for clarification on how to say Brianna's name.
Yes, good one.
I feel confused forever.
I think I should also give him my jeers at the same time, because then he immediately called her Brianna, which was very funny.
Sure did.
But then he fixed it and called her Brianna again. But my real jeers also goes to... Can I have two jeers tonight?
Of course.
My other jeers goes to Vicky, who didn't know that a horse was a mammal. Sorry, Vicky.
That was bad. That was really bad.
I mean, like, I understand if you don't know some, like, strange creature from beyond is not a mammal or something, but a horse? A horse.
A horse.
A horse is a horse, of course.
Allison, I like it. Bringing that out.
Wonderful. Sorry. Yeah, no, that was a bad moment, Vicky.
I'm like, ooh. Okay.
I know. Uh-huh. Gotta brush up on your hierarchy.
On your zoology.
On your zoology.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so it took me a minute. It was bad. Very bad. Couldn't imagine it. So my cheers, just because I thought this was really clever and silly, was Heather was talking about her children and if perhaps she would have more as related to the tree drawing that she sketched, that she was going to have the stained glass window in her house or whatever. And she said she had a little nest with two eggs, referencing her two totsicles. Her totsicles. That's a thing. Apparently, when you freeze your eggs or however that works, they
don't
are
you
your
just
totsicles.
Call them embryos?
No, you call them totsicles.
Really?
I think it's cute. It almost humanizes it humanizes the embryos more than just saying they're just embryos. It's like speaking of them as
I think calling them embryos kind of humanizes them because they're an embryo.
But why would you do that when you can call them a totsicle?
Right?
Too scientific.
The totsicle reminds me of a popsicle and a tater tot. and not of
which
a human.
Which would not go well. It wouldn't work.
I'm dying to see what this rendering is going to become. I'm dying to see the drawing. I want to know when it's gonna, if it's really going to look good.
Yeah,
I mean, I know it's a concept drawing, but it sounds to me just too much. Like, I love over-the-top stuff, but even that. You even got to have the frozen eggs represented in a big glass.
Yeah, well, what's going to happen if she actually uses them in a year or two? She says she's done now, but what if? Mm-hmm. And then what? Then you're etched... window is all wrong.
Outdated.
Oh, actually, they're probably just eggs. They're not embryos. They're probably just frozen eggs.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're just eggs.
Which but, so they're not even technically embryos.
No.
Right.
I think because they're not. They're
We're getting our own mammal zoology lesson here today.
We don't even know.
Humanology, anatomy.
I think it's just the egg.
Truly.
It has not been.
Right.
Fertilized.
She did inseminated.
It hasn't been inseminated.
Inseminated.
I'm like, what is it? What are we like in biology tonight?
What are we talking about? What
is I thought I left that behind in high school.
Yeah. It's making a big return.
Wow.
Tonight. Okay, big return.
Apologies.
Back to Girth Brooks. Yes. Oh, and then speaking of, quickly, my jeers. Was that's okay. That's okay, everyone.
We need to know the jeers.
Very quickly. My jeers was actually to Brooks when he was having his little brief sit down moment with Andy. And he was, like, battling against Brianna for a moment and was saying, like, oh, Brianna's angling to take Vicky's money and doing everything that Brooks is accused of. He's saying that against Brianna. And I was like, that is her daughter. Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, you're never
like, how would that even be a stance? Like, how would that even make sense to be like, oh, that daughter is, like... being your daughter. How dare she? I don't get it.
Oh, that daughter's just being so daughter-like.
So daughtery. How dare
she?
How dare she
care about her mother?
Yeah.
Cheers are pouring in for Brooks.
Like, yeah. I mean, that above anything, I was just like, are you out of your mind? You're not making any sense.
It's I just liked everyone's facial expressions during that whole segment when they just kept cutting to each of the housewives and they're all like, disgust on their faces.
Well, let's talk about that whole segment. Vicky is talking about how she hasn't... this is her first week living alone. She lights candles and puts on music.
Which we didn't believe, right?
Well, yeah.
They taped this 2 weeks ago, and we know they broke up. They said they broke up a couple months ago, so...
Yeah, in July.
So,
well,
Vicky...
I don't know. Facts are not aligning.
Vicky's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Not a good timeline with that. So Brooks, as we said, we've covered this, that Brooks broke up with Vicky. It wasn't the other way around. He said, I'm done after a fight, I guess, they had in Florida.
A spat in Miami.
Yeah, so that's like his way, I guess, of getting the final word, which shows the control he has over her. Because, come on. In what world would Vicky not be the one to break it up with him?
Yes. It's too weird. Which I don't get. And I think we're going to see a little more of that next week. But it's like, why? I don't know. I'm having a hard time understanding why this person has so much power over Vicky.
Brainwashing.
Yes, and why she's allowing, not so much her relationship with Brooks, but why she's allowing like all this external stuff she's like justifying it. And she's like really trying to make it be a legitimate scenario. But... I'm not understanding, like, why she's allowing a lot of this to happen.
And she'll be here next week to tell us. No, I don't know.
Allison, I thought you hooked up something for us. I was excited.
Yeah, well, we tried, people.
She
shoot too late at night. That's their excuse. Yeah. They come all the way from Orange County.
Can't they just helicopter in or something?
I can. Vicky.
Isn't she, like, the woohoo lady?
Yeah, she likes
something. Shouldn't she be whooping it up late at night anyway? Come on, Vicky.
Come on, Vicky. Good Lord.
I think Vicky's behavior with this whole last segment with Brianna and the video of Brooks, she used Brianna as a mouthpiece. She didn't hold her back except for cussing. She didn't disagree nor feed the fire. She just let her daughter go off. And she, you know, she even said, you know, when Brianna was like, well, what reason would I have for even having an opinion about this? She's like, none, you're right. Like, I get it. Like, she just totally
used Brianna.
She
was saying that, but I didn't even feel like she meant it. Like, I don't know.
I feel like she feels like she can't have any type of opinion about it.
Right. That's how I feel.
So warped. I mean... Of course you can say something.
Yeah, in her heart and mind, she's saying, like, no, I love him still. I would still be with him. But, on the exterior, she can't say anything against it because then everyone would just jump all over her again, including her daughter. So,
And she's afraid of him, which we also... Yes. That's like a very...
I was just going to say, let's not forget that he's probably got some stuff on her.
Yes, he does. Like, absolutely.
Some major dirt on her. And now at these points where he's giving tell-all interviews... I mean,
yeah. Well, I don't he's know, like what, riding his like.
What could be so major that you're afraid of a person? Like, I've never
that
understood.
He's cray cray and like can show up with we'll I don't
murder
know.
Her.
Yes, I don't know. I don't
she's
know.
Rich,
I don't
she's
know.
Rich. Don't know. She can hire he, security. Yeah. She can put a restraining order. She can do all kinds of things.
That doesn't mean that you're not afraid.
She loves I him. She's in too deep.
I think that's the real reason. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's I mean, I just cannot wrap my head around the idea that she would be afraid of him. She's like a no nonsense lady. Mm-hmm. I do not accept that she is afraid. She might hide under that as an excuse, but really I think she just loves him, but she can't say it because everyone doesn't want her to.
This woman needs
such a mess.
They need to lose each other's phone numbers. Mm-hmm. She cannot be say I talked to them yesterday. Like it's done.
Yeah.
If Brianna would not be lying, sorry Brianna, about the fact that he wanted to show her his Girth Brooks and all. And so the fact, like, that right there, Vicky has to not be in love with him. Like,
how can you be? Yeah, and how could you still
like,
be?
Like, I'm just saying, like, he's done so many things that are totally disgusting and not okay. Not that we've seen them firsthand. It's all hearsay. But if we're going to believe the hearsay, then... No, Vicky cannot love a man like this.
Truly. And then I think the biggest thing, which is not hearsay, we finally heard from Vicky's mouth. Well, we heard it, but it's really part of part three's piece of the reunion. But she said from her own mouth that she doesn't know for sure that he doesn't have cancer, but he won't show her enough evidence that he does have it. So obviously she's now admitting to being on the fence or not knowing either. And like that would just be the icing on the cake, wouldn't it? To just be like, done with you, guy. You've done all of these things and you're not sick and you lied about it.
And I've defended you on national TV.
You know what? Vicky is a smart chick and she's going to figure out that playing the victim is the way to get out of all of this. Yeah. She will figure that out. And I feel like that's going to be her MO next season. It's like, got it, what he did to me. And she's not going to believe it herself and she'll probably still love him. Right. But she's going to figure out that's the only way to get out of this. Yeah, and I think that's what she's going to do after this.
It'll be like a redemption tour. And then Tamara will discover that she was texting him late at night when they were like, Mexico or something
Like
that.
Or psychic allowed her.
I hope that they need to lose each other's phone number. If that relationship is done, they have no reason to stay in touch. They do not share children. They do not share property nor business. Goodbye.
Amen.
Yes. Unfollow each other on Facebook as well.
Yes.
Social media included.
All social media. You must block that. Right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there's so much more coming up when it comes to this whole cancer storyline.
Yeah, I just want to see so much more from Vicky. Because we know I've got this tiny piece in my heart that's playing like devil's advocate for her scenario.
I'm with you, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
So it's like I see the overwhelming evidence to negative things, but I'm like, maybe. Like, I don't know. There's a small piece. So I'm very excited to see the whole enchilada from Vicky next week.
I want an enchilada right now.
I would love an enchilada right now.
More news is breaking as we're covering this. So we have Chrissy reports with all the news.
You guys, this is a juicy one.
Oh,
it is a juicy one.
A juicy enchilada.
There was a verbal altercation last Saturday, at a USC game between Shannon and this mistress who she's so over. Yes, that's right. Yes. Apparently, for a very long time, Shannon and David, who David is an alumni of USC, they have enjoyed going to USC games. They post a lot of photos about it. This is something that the mistress knows. Apparently, the mistress has taken it upon herself. Let's just call her Nicole. That's rude. Nicole and her husband have purchased tickets a few rows ahead of where Shannon and David sit themselves and have been attending the games. This is what Shannon was referring to. Her Nicole's husband is also an alumni of USC.
That would have been way more weird if they none of them were.
Well, but this is a situation that Shannon was referring to tonight. She said this person is still showing up to places where we are. And that's how this ends. But let me tell you about it first. So during warm-ups at this USC game, Shannon starts shouting at Nicole. She was there with her husband and some friends. And Nicole was apparently, kind of laughing and pointing at Shannon. And it was going back and forth. A little while later, Nicole and her friends were returning to their seats. And Shannon was yelling and swearing at them, reportedly. This is when Nicole's husband told her, Shannon, we're going to call security if you don't just go sit down. Leave us alone. There's no money to be made here.
This, of course, really, really upset Shannon. She grabbed Nicole's arm at one point, apparently, and said, wait until Monday. The press will be all over you when they hear about this. You just wait until Monday. Just wait. And then as Shannon was leaving, she shouts, that's Nicole McMackin. She slept with my husband 3 to 4 times. 3 to 4.
See, I heard a conflicting report with a lot of similar things.
Well, because Shannon's friend put a story out there, too, that is completely opposite that I read. Like, if you read Radar Online's story, you'll hear Shannon's side, which is simply that Nicole was there laughing and pointing at her, and Shannon was upset that this woman won't leave her world. But if you read the firsthand eyewitness accounts, Shannon was going crazy on this chick, and it went back and forth. This all ends with Shannon Instagramming, someone with no moral compass decided to show up again and watch the reunion show tomorrow to know who it is. Hashtag narcissist. So Shannon is fueling all of this.
I'm like, I don't even know how to freaking digest it.
Yeah, I have so many opinions on this.
Well, I read an interview with her and People, and of course she toned it way down, but she did say that she made an announcement to everyone in her area that this was the woman that was sleeping with her husband.
So she admitted that.
But she said that they crossed each other's path to go, like, to the bathroom or whatever, and that she said to her, you have some nerve showing up to this game, and then that's when things went off. But she said that I am human and I did kind of lose my cool. So it's somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm, yes, probably is somewhere in the middle. But that is not the only RHOC drums we've got. I want to update you all a little bit. Now, last week we found out about this situation, a lot of details between Tamara and her daughter, Sydney.
Yes.
Sydney took to Facebook and wanted to sort of explain herself. She said, you know, my mother is, I want to quote this, because she called Tamara, quote, mentally/verbally abusive and said that Tamara is, quote, not a mother to me, unquote. Now, this was all over Facebook. It made the news. And Tamara tweeted and said, she said, I guarantee you Sydney didn't write that. We all know who did.
Oh!
Sydney responded on Twitter by saying, my father did not write that. I definitely did. And the Facebook post has since been deleted. But Sydney does maintain that she stands behind it. And it's all
That's just rough. Very, very sad.
Sydney continues to maintain that she just does not want Tamara to talk publicly about her. And that Tamara continues to do that, and that is her main point of contention with her mother. But when you're calling Tamara mentally and verbally abusive and saying she's not a mother...
Right, you're initiating some sort of response. Someone has to defend themselves or the situation, you would imagine.
Certainly, certainly. So that's where they stand right now. It does not sound good. And just one more little tidbit. If you want the scoop from Brooks himself, E! Online has posted his entire interview, and you can check it out at eonline.com.
All right.
Perfect. A lot of juicy stuff there. Too much to even tell you. Just go watch it, folks.
I do want to watch the full thing.
Was he on? He was on E! And on Bravo with Andy.
Yes.
So he was on Watch What Happens Live.
These were two separate interviews.
Wow. There's like double the dose of freaking girth out there.
Well,
a lot of girth.
Melanie Bromley of E! News took a little bit more journalistic approach and really takes him to task on some of the things. Whereas Andy, it was a little bit more about the ladies and being a little fluffier.
Which is sort of good.
We definitely want to check out that E! Online
opposing.
I wonder how many times Melanie had a shower after that interview.
When are we going to see the full version with Andy and him? I want to see the whole unedited.
The whole enchilada?
I was going to say the whole uncut, and I'm like, no, I don't want to see anything like that.
It should be on Bravo.com.
I want to see the full interview.
I suppose next week they'll probably show us a little more, and then maybe eventually we will get the whole thing.
Yeah, they have to post it.
Yes.
Don't let us down, Andy.
Yeah, all right. Well, while you're online looking stuff, up these interviews, you can look us up on social media. Ladies, where can we find you guys?
Yes, I have been Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
Well, I would love it if you would keep up with me and let me know what you think of these stories at Christy Reports. And I also have more juicy reality TV news at ChristyReports.com and my YouTube channel, Christy Reports.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants and my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk, for the Real Housewives of Orange County Part 2 reunion. That'll do it for us. We'll be back next week for the big finale, the end. And Allison, real quick.
Sorry I won't be here, but I love you lots. I
do. Thank you. It's been so fun. Yes.
I'll be watching from Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, she's a
fancy
lady.
That works out all right. See you next week.
Bye, everyone.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
to watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.